Thank you for coming to my session. I'm very honored to be here for sharing our story about civic tech. By the way, so before starting, please raise your hand. How many of the people know the term civic tech? Oh, very few. Good. I'm founder of Code for Japan and running civic tech community in Japan. And civic tech is a global movement transforming government citizen relationships through technology and community. We have both two faces. The one face is for the collaborate with the government to foster open government initiatives like promoting open data or open source software or doing a hackathon with them, and to understand what kind of civic innovation is enabled. And also we have we facilitate citizen-led projects like citizen participation for improving the society or cities, often organize the kind of the participatory experimental projects with the citizens. It's called Living Labs, and also provide some participatory policy making platform or something. And also we encourage citizens to start new projects for solving local issues, organizing hackathon or we have specific projects for solving social issues like gender equality or anti-disinformation and so on. So the key point is that we use the digital public goods or infrastructure for enabling this both side communications. And so digital public goods is created by the communities and also created by the government. We utilize those of the ideas to facilitate civic innovation. And in Japan, there are four types of stakeholders, like central government or private sectors, or local government and academia. So for the central government, we work with them through the outsourced, sometimes we do outsourced work from the government, or we send some developers or technologists to become a member of the government committees. And also there are private sector, it is important. There are big tech companies or social startups or GovTech startups or non-profit organizations. So we ask funding simply to these big tech companies, and also we work with social startups or non-profit organizations, and also we promote open source software or open data to these private sectors. And the local government is really important for us because civic tech, literally the citizens can do something with the local government. So we facilitate to build the local communities or become sometimes the technologists become fellows to the civic local government. And as an academia, we provide kind opportunities for of the students internship or youth civic engagement processes and so on. So we have those kind of stakeholders. And Code for Japan's role is facilitate civic tech in Japan. And our vision is think together, create together. And we have three pillars of activities mainly. One, we foster digital democracy. And we build digital public goods. And also we facilitate citizen-led projects. And those three pillars, under those pillars, we have many projects, and right now we have more than 8,000 members on our Slack workspace, and also we have more than 20 core members, paid staff, and also we have 19 plus brigades. Brigades mean the local Code for community, like Code for Sapporo or Code for Osaka, and we have grassroots communities. and connect those for facilitate to start new things. I started Code for Japan 11 years ago, and we have been organizing the more than 65 times monthly hackathons, and we have multiple government partnerships. Let me show some examples from the digital public goods part. And this is a DCDIM, the software, open source software for the citizen participation processes. The this is created by the originally created built by the Barcelona city government, but this is open source, so that we translated this software into Japanese and also provide the those instances to the local government, like city, Kakogawa cities or Kamaishi city. And in Japan, citizen engagement tools are beginning to be used in a wide range of fields, both of the public and private sectors. So right now, Code for Japan is providing such providing those software for cities to encourage citizens to participate the policy making processes. And also we have, as I said, we have 19 plus regional civic tech communities. Each communities have the different format of activities. They organize hackathon with the local government or local communities, or have some experimental project with them. So we connect those communities and try to create the digital public goods infrastructures. And one of key activities of us is the Social Hack Day. This is the monthly hackathon, just one day hackathon, and we everyone can join, not including non-tech people. In the beginning of the event, project owners will pitch their ideas or existing project and ask help by the participants. So each participant can choose which project you want to join, and after forming the teams, that team will work together. At the end of the event, they will share what improvement has done on the event. And this is a regular hackathon, so that people don't need to build the new projects every time. They can bring their existing project, and the people join and help to improve. This hackathon is not a competitive hackathon, that a collaborative hackathon. And from that activities, we have so many projects. This is part of the project list, our project list. And on this stage, I don't have time to explain details, but some of the projects are very active, but some of the projects are already quiet, and some of the projects have been released publicly. From the hackathon event, we some citizens create projects, and some projects actively developed. But still, we have many challenges as a civic tech community. Sustainability is an issue, and also impact and adaption is also issues, and also technical social issues. We have funding model is very difficult. Currently, in Japan, there is not much foundation helping this kind of the new form of activities. So we earn revenue from the government, and spend those revenues to the community side. And so creating sustainable civic tech ecosystem is a very important challenge to solve. And also growth management is difficult. Maintaining quality with scale, it's very difficult for to manage by the voluntary, just the voluntary groups. So we need some kind of solution for growth, managing growth. And also impact side, the government integration is still difficult. Bureaucratic resistance to open source is strong in Japan, and the procurement system does not fit with this kind of open source software. And civic engagement, and there are digital literacy gaps between generations or sectors. And technical program is technical challenges also we have. Recently technology evolution is quite rapid, so we have to catch up to understand the new challenges like AI governances or privacy protection. So and also social innovation side, we have to we need to have a way to measure real social impact. This is very important to expand our community to the other stakeholders. But and also we have we can see the future trend and opportunities. For example, AI can be used for making better policy discussions. And the right side images from the recent election in Japan. Some researchers illustrated, visualized, and clustered opinions from the citizens, and so that this kind of software is widely used in Japan. Not widely used. For example, Talk to the City or Police is the software that we used. And also, we can enhance the policy participatory platform like Decidim. And so second one is perfectly matched with this conference. So we have been building the digital public goods. So maybe connecting to Web3 ecosystem, we can build some of sustainable funding models, or we can enhance communities' work by creating incentive mechanisms. And also, we want to expand the civic tech cross-border collaboration. So maybe from this conference, maybe we can have new projects together. Let me show some examples of our projects. And we organized a matching donation system project using Simple Grant. This is an open source software for doing the quadratic funding donation. So we selected the 18 civic tech projects from community and listed those projects and asked funding from the to the publicly. And the result, prepared $615 as a matching pool, and we collected $1,200 from around 100 unique donors. This is not this is still small amount of the donation, but we understand how the quadratic funding works. And next step would be we will run more rounds, and we want to expand stakeholders like government people, and also we accept we want to merge this mechanism with the token donation. The Simple Grants is using the credit card donation, so we want to expand this more. And last project I want to share is Toban. This is the kind of the DAO tool, a simplest way for contribution recording and rewards distribution. And key challenges from our activities from DAO-ish civic tech communities, we have three main problems, like tracking our works. It's annoying, actually. So civic tech community is a civic tech project is mostly the open source community like work. So contribution measurement is a bit difficult. If it is only the development side, maybe we can track records by the GitHub commit report, commit record. But the civic tech community, civic tech project requires many tasks other than the development. So, and also we often forget to report completed work. And also reward for long-term contribution is important for making sustainable community, which makes people to motivate, to be motivated. And but it's hard to secure funding if the project is on the early stage, and also trust go unnoticed. There are so much invisible work, and how can we reward those efforts? It is that is one point I want to we want to solve, and also onboarding rather is also key. And so many people can join easily because it's open, but actually it's difficult to join without help. Understanding the community is takes time, so we need to have a better onboarding processes. And yeah, so that's why we started Toban. Toban is a role-based reward system. So those features, Toban has this kind of features. It offers effective role management. This is not a task-based system, role-based. Project owners can assign and manage responsibility efficiently, and also track contributions from the contributors. Use P2P token transfers to record even small contributions. And we said Toban can be used by to set fair rewards, determine rewards based on role and time engaged. And also a quick distribution. Toban can distribute rewards swiftly to large groups. We are using the HATS protocol like this. And so the roles can be distributed to some people, and also that people can that assigned that people can assign their role to the to subgroups, so that the role will be distributed to the contributors. And after getting some rewards, like a treasury or revenues from the project, the project owners can distribute that the rewards to the contributors. So this can be used not only for the civic tech communities. Maybe Toban can be used for the residency program, housekeeping, or essential workers, additional bonuses. So yeah, but this is just beginning. If you are interested in, please join us. There we have the GitHub repos, and we started TG Group, and there is a lead developer. So please talk to us. And yeah, that's all mainly, but we have many use cases. Let's solve real world problems with us. Thank you very much.
right. Do we have any questions for Hel in the audience? We do have some time to take a few questions.
You can use mic, you guys.
Oh, okay. We do have one. How you tackle the cross-border payment?
Oh, it's a good question. So I think this is for the Simple Grants program. We accept right now, currently we just accept credit card donation. So, but maybe we can expand our program to the token donation, so that cross-border donation to enable cross-border donation. And also, we participated to the Gitcoin round, and maybe we can mix that kind of the solutions.
All right. Oh, we do have one question here.
Hi, this is Mithali. I actually wanted to ask you how one of the challenges you mentioned was bureaucratic resistance to open source. Mm-hmm. And say, especially in countries that have authoritarian governments, how do you propose one can like navigate through these challenges?
Good question. Thank you very much. So we have been convincing them, the government people, to use open source software. But the we need to explain the value about using open source software. Not only the technical side, but also the why. They have to care about this. So, and one of the reasons they accepted is the efficiency, cost efficiency, because in Japan there are 1,741 local government cities, and if each city is built their solution by scratch, it takes so much cost. But it's happening in Japan. So I explained and demonstrated to build the software as a we built the COVID-19 dashboard for Tokyo Metropolitan Government, and we published that source code on GitHub and accept the issues and pull requests. After that, many people contributed to improve software, and also other prefectures used the software and same software and using their data to visualize the COVID-19 situation. So such kind of demonstration was really useful to explain why government have to choose open source license.
All right, I think we can take these two questions. Mm-hmm. Are there any advices or hard-learned lessons you want to share to people who want to establish this kind of initiative?
Oh, so hard-learned lessons could be people, it's very, very difficult to keep long contributions from everyone. People have no time to keep contributing to the civic tech community. Actually, I'm a founder of Code for Japan, but no one still working with me as initial members.